Well, it's a big part of the audience's role in my show is they sleep. No, it's, you know, like you were saying, I talk about sleep because I have what's called REM behavior disorder, and it's a sleepwalking disorder of sorts. And I had a show, a one-man show off Broadway that ran for 8 months that just closed in June, and it was called Sleepwalk With Me. It's a story about how I had this sleepwalking disorder for many years, and it got increasingly more and more dangerous. And I would think, yeah, maybe I should see a doctor. And then I thought, maybe I'll eat dinner. And I just went with dinner for years until this big incident happened that nearly killed me.
What does it feel like to sleepwalk?
Well, often you don't know when it's happening. The reality of it is as vivid as the reality that we're in right now speaking in. So you don't really know what's going on, and sometimes you don't know the next day that it happened. I had two serious girlfriends in the course of the like 10-year span that I was wrestling with this, and you know, often in the middle of the day, they'd go, hey, did you know that you walked out of the apartment in the middle of the night? And I was like, no, I didn't. That's terrible, you know. It's kind of like, you know, you're doing detective work on your own life sometimes.
Were you afraid to see a doctor?
I was. I mean, I think part of it is, you know, I'd had some medical stuff in the past, and I just didn't want to deal with it. It's funny, you know, with this healthcare debate, and I don't even get political in my shows, rarely, if ever, but it's just topical right now. People say, oh, this is socialism and blah, 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 and people are opponents to Barack Obama. And what I've found, because I've had many health problems over the years, I had a tumor in my bladder when I was 19, and I have a diagnosed sleepwalking disorder, and I find that I hate these health insurance companies. I despise them. I find them to be evil. I mean, really evil what they do. This idea that I heard this point made on Bill Maher's show recently by someone who's an expert in this area. I mean, I certainly am not, but these health insurance companies, they aren't doctors, they're not nurses, they don't have hospitals. They're just the middleman between you and the people who will help you. So why are we trying to hook up the middleman and we're making these record profits? I don't understand. With my sleepwalking disorder, I have to go regularly for these sleep tests where I go to sleep and they monitor me through the night. I sleep over at the hospital, and it costs $3,000 to do these. And it's important for me to live because I had a near-death experience, and so they need to monitor this. And every year I do it, and every year it's denied by the health insurance company. And it takes about 6 to 12 months of resending it, reapplying. And this is health insurance I've had for years. And they just don't want to pay for it.
Raising the question of why you have health insurance if not for insuring a health problem.
I heard this point made recently, which is, you know, health insurance is like car insurance except without all the risk. Because if you cease to be a good consumer of their health insurance, they just drop you anyway, and they reject your claim. So where's the risk? Why do they make all that money? It's funny we're talking about this because I don't talk about this on stage, and hopefully you'll cut to some funny clips and people will go, oh, he's funny too. But it really is, it's an illuminating thing, this healthcare debate for me.
Well, and so tell us about the near-death experience.
Well, I actually told this story in This American Life, which you guys have here on the station, and I had an incident where I jumped out a second-story window in my sleep. But it's funny because I lived. If I hadn't lived, it would be tragedy, but such is the fine line between comedy and tragedy. And I was in La Quinta Inn in Walla Walla, Washington. Some people correct me. They go, no, it's La Quinta. And I'm like, that's not fair. You can't force me to speak Spanish. I didn't press 2 or whatever. But I had a dream that there was a guided missile headed towards my room, and I decided to jump out my window. One, the window was closed. Two, I was on the second floor, so I jumped through a window like the Hulk, and I say that because that's how I described it in the emergency room. It's a very difficult thing to explain when one has jumped through a window. I was like, you know, the Hulk. Yeah, well, that's what I am. I'm the Hulk.
I jumped through a second story window and I landed on the front lawn of the hotel. I took a spill. I got back up and I kept running. I'm running, and I'm slowly realizing I'm on the front lawn of La Quinta Inn in Waiawaia, Washington, in my underwear, bleeding. And I'm like, oh no.
In terms of how that related to the show Sleepwalk With Me, it was a lot about denial. And the show is about how, you know, like I said, I would think maybe I should see a doctor. And then I thought maybe I'll eat dinner. And it took me this incident where I jumped through a second story window to actually see a doctor.